Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update about the facility needs assessment shown at this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, one of the biggest items of the City Council meeting this week had to deal with the future of our facilities as it relates to the city. And a big facility study was basically presented about and given to Council and to the public for the first time. Let our listeners know about this initial step in the process of either renovating or creating new space for the city and kind of how it looks going forward after some of these items were presented to Council.
Yes, Andrew. Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, last night at the city council meeting, we did discuss a proposed facility, a long-term facilities plan. And to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about the purpose of the plan, really the purpose of the plan is to identify the city's facility needs through the year 2040 and what it would take from a facility standpoint to meet the service level demands through the year 2040. We hired a very experienced architectural firm, that's SEH out of Johnston, and they conducted the analysis for us on this. And obviously, when you look at the facilities, there's a number of facilities, but some of the main ones that your listeners may find interesting when we look at the long-term plans. One of the key issues in this analysis was the city's community center and the existing community center. The architects, as a part of the process, interviewed focus groups on there, and they solicited inputs from users of the community center, as well as key stakeholder members in the community. And what came about when you look at the total square footage needs of the community center was there's a forecasted demand of a roughly 45,000 square feet of space that's needed for the community centers. And one of the dilemmas that's facing the city right now is the existing community center, when you exclude the theater space, has about 20,000 square feet of usable space available to accommodate that demand. So once again, on the one hand, we have 45,000 square feet of demand. The existing facility has about 20,000 square feet of usable space. Now, when we look at the existing building itself, we asked the architects to give us a cost estimate if we were to go in and renovate the facility. The estimated cost to renovate the existing community center would be right around $10.5 million on that. And looking at the renovation cost, it's heavy, heavy cost associated with the HVAC, mechanical and electrical systems in the building were a significant cost on that as well. And also in the renovation of it, it was noted why there would be some improvements to accessibility for the facility. Just due to the age and the footprint structure of the facility, there still would be accessibility issues even after the renovation cost. Now, one of the things, just to put in fair comparison in making this decision, since it is a significant cost on the renovation of the community center, we also had the architects look at what would be the cost if we built a new community center. And for discussion purposes, the architects looked at a community center, which would be a proposed location in very close proximity to the Pella Aquatic Center. The new facility had roughly 47,000 square feet of space included in it. Some of the items that would be included in the new facility would be a 2 gymnasium, where currently our community center has 1 gymnasium. That was a key item of the focus groups. It would also have a large community meeting room that could be potential accommodations up to 300 people. It would also host the current recreational programs that take place in the community center. On as far as the total cost to build the facility that would meet the user levels demands of the 45,000 square feet, the estimated cost is about $14.5 million on it as well. So from the city's perspective, this was again intended to be an initial discussion. No decisions were made by the city council, and the city council is ultimately going to be the decision maker in determining which route to go, whether we renovate the existing community center or we build a new community center with this. It's also very important for the listeners to understand, just due to the size and scope of these projects, whether it's an existing renovation or it would be a new building on it, it will likely require a referendum within the community as well. So I'm saying this, and just to prep the listeners on this, that this was, I want to emphasize just the initial discussion. And as we proceed with plans, there'll be a considerable more dialogue on this as well. Now, as far as other facilities, when we looked at the long-term needs, the Pella Public Library is heavily used by the community. The architects and consultants identified a need for an additional 5,000 square feet of space needs within the facility. And this was largely due to additional programming needs, meeting rooms and storage areas of the library. The good news is the architects felt that we can accommodate that additional space needs within the confines of the current facility. Now, depending on the options that we have and then chosen by the City Council on the space needs, they could be in the renovation cost could be anywhere from $345,000 up to multi-millions, up to upwards to $5 million. And the $5 million is if the City Council were to decide to put a second level into the library or second floor into the library as well. Similar to the community center, that's a discussion for the Pella City Council that we'll be entertaining in the future as well. The other big item when we looked at the facility analysis, Andrew, was the Pella Public Safety Complex. And the long-term plans, and when we talk about long-term plans or the timeline for this, is roughly, if it just based on city service level needs, we estimate somewhere in the next 10 years is really when you're looking at the needs for new facilities. But included on the Pella Public Safety Complex was a proposed new fire EMS building, and this would be a shared building. It's roughly 28,000 square feet. The estimated cost of the project would be about $11.5 million, and on the existing facilities that would have where the fire department is currently situated and also the Pella ambulance as well, those facilities are proposed to be renovated, and they would ultimately be available for the Pella Police Department's needs. So overall, the project's about $11.5 million. As far as the timeline, that one's likely to be down the road sometime, but as far as things immediate for consideration, really, that council will be working first and foremost, will be a decision on the Pella Community Center.
And if people are more interested in the ongoing discussion, there's actually a special work session coming up that will specifically focus on this, at least scheduled right now in August, right?
Correct, Andrew, and thank you for reminding me. We actually have that discussion, that work session, dedicated solely to the facility plan. That'll be on Tuesday, August 13th at 6 p.m., located at the Pella Public Safety Complex, which is located at 614 Main Street.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.